Micha Perikei Pasuk Vav. From here through the middle of the next Perik, we are doing the Haftorah of Parshas Balak that we laid over the summer. So maybe people aren't listening quite so closely during that first, second week in the mountains. V'haya She'eris Yaakov is a beautiful Haftorah. I always get to lane it because the other Balkari always goes away for the summer. So I've been laning complete summers for a long time. So I did this one from a cloth for many years. What's interesting is that Parshas Balak is really mostly not about Balak, but about Bilam, the Navi that he hires to curse Klal Yisrael. And Bilam had the potential to be the greatest Navi of all time after Moshe Rabbeinu. He is considered to be the greatest Navi of the non-Jewish world. He is considered to be greater than most of the Nevi'im that Klal Yisrael ever had. But Bilam was a contradiction in terms, because at the one hand he was this incredible Navi, on the other hand he was a mercenary who sold his prophecy to the highest bidder. And he said some of the most beautiful words in the Torah about the Jewish people, but at the same time he was willing to do anything possible to massacre the Jewish people, man, woman, and child, down to the last person. So he really captures the non-Jewish view of the Jewish people, Rabbi Beryl Wine says. And this Haftorah gets at that somewhat. V'haya she'eris Yaakov b'kerev amim rabim. We're talking about Achris Hayomim, the end of days. But it's also about today as well. The remnant of Yaakov, she'eris Yaakov. Any Jews who remain are always the she'eris, always the remnant. They are seen, Rabbi Mendel Hirsch says, as weak, dependent, and insignificant when you speak of the word Yaakov rather than Yisrael. It's a Jewish nation under siege. We'll see this week from Esav, where Yaakov is afraid and divides himself into camps and is worried about what Esav is going to do to him. That's Yaakov all the time. And Yaakov, the remnant of Yaakov, such a small number. There are maybe 13 million Jews in the world today. At the time of the Beis HaMikdash, nearly 2,000 years ago, there were 12 million Jews. Nice, so we're still here. In contrast, the best estimates that population studies have is that 2,000 years ago, there were approximately 1.5 million Chinese total. And now, we're talking 1.5, almost 2 billion Chinese. So by definition, Atem HaMa'at Mikol Ha'amim, the Jewish people are always just a very small remnant of what was. Assimilation, torture, death at the hands of the Goyim, we're always the bare remnant of Yaakov, Bekerev Amim Rabim, in the midst of many nations who surround us. So the first view in this pasuk is the view of the Jewish people have of themselves. Ketal Me Es Hashem, like Jew sent by God. Kirevivim Ale Esev, like the showers of rain on the vegetation that grows from the ground. That comes strictly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We have a special promise from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to exist, and we count on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Asher lo yikaveh le'ish. They don't, dew and rain don't hope for any man. They're not man-made. They're not man-provided. Lo yiyachel levnei adam. And they don't wait for the sons of men to provide them. So it's a soft, positive, constructive force on the world, rain and dew, that make everything grow and live independently, but because of the grace of God. But at the same time, the view of the nations of us is that somehow, and you can go back to Hitler, you can go back to the Spanish Inquisition, somehow we're all powerful. They think of us as being in huge numbers when we're in fact a very small number of people. They think of us as having huge power when we rarely have anything like that. An old Jewish joke had it during the Nazi era of the 1930s. An old Jewish man is reading Der Stürmer, the horrible anti-Semitic Jewish newspaper screed created by Himmler and all of the great propagandists of the Nazis. And somebody asked him, why are you reading that? And he said, well, when I read Der Stürmer, I see that Jews control the media and Jews control the banks and Jews have all the money. It makes me feel real good about being Jewish. So, v'haya she'eris Yaakov b'goyim b'kerev amim rabim. Same exact phrase almost. And the remnant of Yaakov will be among the nations in the midst of many nations. But now, in the end of days, ka'aryeh b'vahamos ya'ar. Like a lion among the beasts of the forest. Kichvir be'ed reitzon, like a young lion among the flocks of sheep. Asherim ovar v'romas, that when the lion passes through the sheep and the animals, it stomps on, it tramples v'romas with its feet and claws, v'taraf, and tears into pieces, v'ein matzil, and no one can save anything. Where the Jewish people see ourselves as constructive and winning Nobel Prizes and doing great things for humanity, at the same time, the world sees us, and we have to see ourselves as being a lot tougher than that. We are a hard people. We don't survive if not for the fact that we are tougher than anybody else around us. We're arms dealers, too, selling the Uzi, missiles, computer systems, pager explosions to the rest of the world. But in the end of days, we're going to have to exhibit that toughness, and the end of days is going to come in violence. Your hand will be raised over your oppressors, either in victory, some of the Mefarshim say, or raised up to fight them. Because while we would love to have the fantasy that the end of days will come in peace, every Chazal and all of Nach tells us that the end of days are going to come in terrible violence and retribution. All of your enemies will be destroyed. And we are not the dew, we are not soft. And we fight back. I saw a meme on the internet. Somehow it came in my algorithm this morning, of Jews with their hands up in 1940 being marched by Nazis into death camps. And Jews with their arms in the air. That's what they called it. Jews with their arms in the air. And then a picture of Jewish warplanes today. Jews with their arms in the air. Bombing Hamas and Hezbollah. We're both. It's a paradox, but we're both. V'haya v'yomahu pasuk tes. Noam Hashem, and it will be on that great day, the day where Mashiach is here, the day where the final war comes. Bichrati susecha mikirbecha, Hashem says, I'm going to cut your horses out from among you. Horses, Rashi says, from the aid and alliance with Egypt that we always tend to have from generation to generation to get horses. But horses are the animals of war. Va'avadati markavosecha. I'll destroy your chariots. You're not going to need tanks anymore. Yud v'chrati orei artzecha, and I will destroy your fortified cities, because you won't need walls to protect you anymore. V'harasti kol mitzarecha, I'll break down all of your towers, your fortresses. Lo yisagoy el goy cherev, you're not going to have to worry about war. But while this outer military strength is necessary, an inner strength is necessary too, and that's where the Navi goes next.